I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andrew in my dressing room feeling fly on a Thursday night with Cameron Eubanks and in bar Lavi. Oh God, I could have gotten her name wrong. From Imposters. You know what? I have so many questions about Israel for her. I can't wait. And we have a super hot bartender tonight. And Southern Charm is so good. So is Imposters. Everything's looking up. Everything's looking up. See ya in the clubhouse.
Okay, we're doing a little experiment tonight in honor of Imposters, which is about deception. The control room is going to tell me words that I must say in a sentence. My guests won't know what I'm doing. They may not make any sense. We're gonna put the word up on the screen so you at home know when I've been given the word and you'll see whether I'm able to do it. Wish me luck. See ya. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with a girl from Carolina and another who's known for Carolinin in Lion. Sorry. Even though my first guest spent years saying she didn't want children, her new role as a mom is a natural fit, since she spent the last four seasons raising a 38-year-old baby named Shep. From Southern Charm, it's Cameron Eubanks, everybody. The star of Imposters on Bravo. My next guest has assumed so many different alter egos and worn so many wigs. Erica Jane, better watch her back. Please welcome Clubhouse Virgin, Inbar Lavi. Great to see you both. I love Imposters. Congratulations. And you guys are having a killer season on Southern Charm. Very into it. And over at the bar, in honor of Cameron's baby, he's here to give us all a late night feeding. It's our hot Manny, Michael. Hey, Michael. Michael, I was trying to figure out before the show how many times you've bartended. I feel like you've bartended like 8 times.
Something like
that. Yeah, I don't know that we've ever had you in a shirt.
Why would he be in a shirt?
No, exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's get started. Inbar, since you're from, did you grow up in Israel?
I did.
You did. Mm-hmm. Do you know Gal Gadot?
I know of her.
You know of her?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a dumb question to ask you?
No, not at all. People ask me that all the time.
Question number two about Israel. I'm going to Tel Aviv for Gay Pride.
Oh, my God.
Is it going to be great?
Your mind is going to be blown. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I can't wait.
I mean, pack up some medicine for the hangover.
Oh, really?
The post-apocalypse.
Oh, good. I've been working on this trip for a long time.
Yeah.
We couldn't help but notice on tonight's episode of Southern Charm, Catherine's phone screen is... Look at this.
Does she not have Apple insurance?
I don't think she does. She doesn't seem like the type. Peyton, who is a girl that Shep dated on Relationship, moved to Charleston. Do you like her? Does she fit in with the group?
She did. I mean, I like her. She's got a body, all
yes,
right.
Yes, she definitely does. Naomi revealed an interesting detail about his. She keeps tabs on Craig, and she was giving me Kristen Doty vibes from Vanderpump Rules. Take a look.
Remember when you said you had a tracker on Craig?
How do you do that?
You steal his phone when he's asleep and you turn on location indefinitely.
So I suffer from PG syndrome. It's called Psycho Ex-Girlfriend. You stalk their Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. You look at all of it.
Right now, he is on the corner of St. Philip and Spring at Warehouse.
That's a good
Why? I don't understand.
Wow. That
Can
is
you a- really do that?
That's a rotunda of crazy right
Have
there.
Have y'all heard of this?
Yes.
I've never heard of this.
Cameron and Inbar taking your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when Catherine met Thomas's new girlfriend, Ashley, everyone set their watches to see how long it would take Mama Bear to go on the attack. Here's what. Take a look at how the Ravenel drama unravels.
Thank you for meeting me.
Thank you for coming.
So are you going to do a cocktail?
No, I don't drink.
Are you kidding me?
You know, I went to rehab and you know that I'm sober.
I don't even know how long you guys have been together. I don't know when you met my kids. So there's a lot of questions I have.
He flew me out here. That might have been the first time I had an interaction with your children.
Oh, wow. So after a week, okay.
I remember that weekend, it was like Mother's Day.
The less like people coming in and out of his life,
Absolutely.
The less transition, the more consistency in any manner is truly like all I care about.
I think
about.
That is so mature.
And for the first time, I feel like I'm okay. I don't need to respond. I'm good.
Wow, tickle me britches. I didn't expect that.
And I believe her, too. Yeah. She's for real.
Wow.
She's good.
Well, second, on tonight's Southern Charm, Craig and Naomi had a sit-down to see if they could make things work between them. But here's what. Naomi didn't stay seated for very long. Take a look.
Thanks for coming to meet me.
If you wanted to get back together, like, I would love that.
I'm not sure that the changes that I know that we both, like, want to happen can happen.
I'm getting a life coach because I am
living You're getting a life coach? I spent 3 years with you telling me all this bullshit.
I said I was going to graduate law school. I graduated law school.
Let me talk. Let me talk.
You want to quit this relationship.
You're all talk, no action.
All I want to do is spend my life with you, but you can't help someone that's... So I guess that means we're not getting back together.
Oh, my God. Naomi is taking no prisoners this season, right?
No, she's really not.
What do you make of her?
I don't know. She obviously is still into Craig. It's like she's fighting it almost.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Well, Craig is kind of a puff pastry, isn't he?
What does that mean?
Delicious.
He's hot.
Yeah.
And Craig keeps getting better looking.
Yes, he
does.
He
really does, like, yeah. Especially this season.
Yes. Inbar, Trisha P. wants to know the most badass stunt move you've learned while working on the show.
On Imposter?
Yeah. Have you learned a lot of stuff? I mean, you're
always... I learned not to trip over a carpet when you're doing a stunt scene.
Okay, well, there you go. And you know how to wear a wig.
And I know how to wear a wig.
Yeah, so it doesn't look like a bowl of pad thai on your head. Let's go to Christina from Las Vegas. Hey, Christina, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm so excited you're coming to Vegas in October. I have my front row seat already.
Excellent. I'll be there with Anderson Cooper in October. So get your tickets at ac2live.com. What's your question?
So excited. My question's for Cam. Hi, Cam.
Hi.
Palmer's adorable.
Thank you.
But I have a question. Whose side are you on, JD or Naomi and the girls?
Oh, good question.
I believe Naomi. I do.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by everything that's gone on with JD?
No, I wasn't.
No.
Sadly. But, you know, I think it's hard. They have kids, and they're on this reality. You know, if you're going through a divorce, you don't want your business out there. You probably shouldn't go on a reality TV show.
Right. Or you should keep your dick in your pants.
Right. Right.
Right. Or fall in love with a cock tease. I don't know. Let's go to April from Texas. I'm in a mood tonight. Hey, April, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Inbar.
Okay.
Shag, marry, kill, Imposters X edition.
Oh.
Ezra, Richard, Jules.
I would
This is making you jaundiced right now. I mean,
you're getting me into so much trouble. All right, I'm gonna shag Parker because let's be real.
Honestly, yes.
I'm gonna kill Marianne because she's a witch and she'll find a way to come back to life.
Yes, oh wow, that's so smart, which means you are marrying...
I'm gonna marry Ezra because he's the safe.
Very good. By the way, Cameron Tara S. said, why does Miss Pat dislike Catherine so much? It seems like the rest of the group is willing to give her another chance, but it seems personal with Patricia.
Well, I will say, stay tuned.
All right, good. Jenny R. texted, Inbar, when you guest starred on Entourage, how big of a diva was Jeremy Piven on set?
Oh, goodness. I didn't get to work with him.
Oh, there you go. Good answer. On next week's Southern Charm, Naomi meets Peyton and immediately starts hating. Here's a sneak peek.
So, Peyton, why are you here? Because I wanted to move back south.
You went after Shep, it didn't work. Then you tried Austin, maybe Craig, just shooting darts to see what stuck.
I'm not trying Craig. I don't even know Craig. You have something against me, and I feel like it has to do with Craig.
It doesn't have anything to do with Craig. It has everything to do with the fact that you're a thirsty bitch. I see straight through you, Peyton.
What are you then?
I am better than you.
That is so disgusting.
Oh my God, you're so thirsty, I can't.
Ooh. What is the theme of that costume party? Movies?
Wasn't she the creature from the, what's the show? Avatar. She's an Avatar. She's an Avatar.
What is the theme of, is it just a generic costume?
Oh,
okay, a Halloween party. Okay. Okay. Let's go to Danette from Texas. Hey, Danette, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love the show. Hate the theme song.
Oh.
Hold on. Danette, you hate my theme song?
We need to get James Kennedy and Luann on that.
Sweetie, I feel like I'm on a water slide from hell listening to you because that is, I have the best theme song on TV. Are you kidding me?
It does get stuck in your head.
Yeah!
We can agree to disagree, but what's your question?
Okay, I have a two-parter for Cam.
Okay.
Cam, do you agree with Catherine saying that Patricia was being petty by not inviting her to your baby shower? And would you have even wanted Catherine there?
Good question.
I wanted Catherine to come, and that's why I personally called her, and I told her, you know, if it was up to me, you would come. I think with Patricia, there were residual feelings from what has happened in the past, and I think more so, which was not talked about on the show, I don't think that Patricia wanted to have her there with Ashley and Thomas. She didn't want the...
Right. Oh, okay.
She wanted it to be calm.
Yes.
The baby shower.
Mario T said, Inbar, you are so gorgeous. You have a special someone in your life.
Thank you. I have a lot of special people.
Oh, good. I like it. I like it. Oh, that's like a diamond jubilee. Let's go to Brenda. Hey, Brenda, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my question is for Cameron.
Okay.
Thank you. You're so beautiful, and I've been watching you since the real world. My question is, do you think Craig is turning his sewing hobby into an obsession because he's still hung up on Naomi?
Because he's still in love with Naomi?
Yeah.
No, I think Craig is just procrastinating being an attorney.
Inbar, Jack G wants to know if you think there's a chance of us getting more Prison Break episodes.
I think there is a chance.
You do?
I do.
Oh, good.
I do.
Well, that's good news. It's game time, everybody, in Barbay. Where Inbar may play a deceitful imposter, but can both of my guests tell the difference between a real fact and a decoy? Let's find out with Bravowood Squares. Pick a square and listen to that statement and then agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get the tic-tac-toe, three in a row wins. Cameron, you're first. Hey, stars.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, Cameron, pick a star.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky, what's your statement?
In English, the word la vida means life.
True.
Yes, that is true. Okay, Inbar, pick a star.
Neil Patrick Harris.
All right, NPH.
Elton John's first hit single was called Your Song, released in 1970.
Is he right?
I don't think so.
He is right.
Oh, no.
Cameron gets the square. Cameron, pick a star. This is a good board.
Is this like tic-tac-toe? Jim Parsons.
Okay, Jim Parsons for the win.
Thomas Edison's first light bulb was about 60 watts.
Did he say kumquat?
No, 60 watts.
Oh my God, I was like, what?
I'm gonna say no, incorrect.
Yes, you're right. Squares ever. Congratulations.
Thank you. What do I get?
Don't have a prize, but
my prize is being here with you.
Aw, that's nice. Over at the bar, it's our hot manny, Michael. Hey, Michael.
I need a nanny.
You need a manny?
I've yet to hire a nanny, and I would hire.
There you go. Look, he's like Harry Poppins. He's like a Mary Poppins for the.
Although he's not Harry at all. You kind of look like Justin Bieber. Has anyone told you that?
Do you get that a lot?
He does.
Wow. Like I look like I ate Justin Bieber.
It's not a bad compliment.
He's a little thicker.
It's not bad, right, Inbar?
Yeah. I don't have a baby, but I'd hire you anyway.
Nice.
That sounds naughtier.
I know, I did, and I liked it.
Okay.
Cameron, Greg D said, do you think Patricia was genuinely being nice, sending her butler over to you, or was there some sort of ulterior motive?
No, hell yeah, she was being nice. That was one of the best days of my life.
Blair G emailed Inbar, what was your experience working with Vin Diesel on The Last Witch Hunter?
It was surreal and educational.
All right. Okay, let's go to Kathy from California. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Inbar. I love you. I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, I watch the show all the time. Mm-hmm. On the show, though, your character lies constantly. What was the last lie you told in real life?
Yeah, what was the last? I have a muffin top.
Why would I lie about that?
I know. Would it work? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a ridiculous lie.
I'm trying to remember the last one.
That's because you've had too many Moscow mules. That you would hire Michael?
That
you would hire Michael?
That was not a lie.
Yeah, no,
that's
that was not
up
a lie.
Legit, yes. That's an offer.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love it.
I think probably I told myself that I wasn't going to lie. I told myself I wasn't going to drink tonight.
There you go. See that? You can't come to the clubhouse and tell yourself that.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to Joyce. I don't know where she's from, but she has a question. Hey, Joyce.
Hi, Andy. I'm from Mesa, Arizona. I've been a fan of yours since day one.
Oh, thank you.
Love your show. Love your books.
Even with my crappy theme song.
Oh, I love your theme song.
I do, too.
I love it all the time. I'm always humming it.
My question
is for Cameron.
Okay.
Cameron, why do you think it is so hard for Shep to grow up and... do you think he will ever settle down?
No, I've given up. I used to have hope, and now I don't. Actually, I joke with him that he could be my son-in-law if he marries Palmer.
Oh, that is
my
so...
daughter. Because if you think about it, by the time she's 18,
yes, you're right.
Right?
Then he'll be ready to settle down.
I think it could happen. Shep might
be
my son-in-law.
You're right. My God, that's hilarious. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the fact that today is Hug a Friend Day. And while I would hate for the holiday to pass without honoring it, but I don't have anybody to hug. And
hug him!
Come on.
Oh!
All we gotta
my baby. Oh.
We smashed the baby. Thank you. I needed that.
Wait,
today's.
Can I get one too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you should get one from them. You should get one from them. Nice. Nice. I like it. Tonight's Jackal goes to the trend of snake massages where these slippery serpents are allegedly providing relaxing health benefits. You know, I didn't know Omarosa had gotten into the massage business. Ooh. Just kidding. I want to thank Cameron, Inbar, and Michael. It's the After Show with Cameron Eubanks from Southern Charm and Inbar Levine from Imposters. Michael Dean is behind the bar, our Manny. Hi, Michael. Go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Diana from Kentucky.
Hey, Diana, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Inbar. Hi, Inbar.
Hey, Diane, how's it going?
It's good. Okay. Since you talked to real con artists to prepare for your role, what was the best tip you got from them, and have you used any of their skills in real life?
What's the best tip I got from them? Distraction. It's all about distraction, and it's also about honesty. You have to find something honest to say to gain their trust. And have I used their tricks in real life? Every single day.
Nice! Yes! Cameron, do you keep in touch with anybody from the real world?
Jamie Chung and I had, she's like a legit celebrity now, I feel like.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had lunch last time she was in Charleston.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And who else was in your, was Danny?
Brad.
No. Brad.
Remember Brad? I had a crush on Brad.
Hold on, you were on Real World.
We made out. San Diego.
Okay, San Diego.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there was Frankie, who unfortunately passed away.
Yes. And how did he die?
She had cystic fibrosis.
Oh, yeah. She. Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh, gosh, that's terrible. Yeah. And how old were you when you did that?
I was 19.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And here
managed,
I am.
See that? You kept your TV and everything.
That's on reality television.
Right. I want to thank Cameron and Inbar and Michael for watching Glamball. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.